We heard these super stories from Johan and Lacia and others about how their friends made a positive difference in their lives. Yeah, Mrs. Lazarus shared how her friend cared for her when she was so ill. But those are all the positive stories. Do you want to hear a negative story? Okay, yeah, I'll tell you. Because not only are they positive, there are negative stories. There was this guy in Mumbai. His name was Joy. Okay, he was a drug addict. Again, a result of bad company. And what happened is his family had sent him to a rehab, de-addiction center. And he came back and he was set free. And that evening, he said, I'm just going to go and see my friends. Okay? And he went back to see, that's the day he arrived, he went back to see his so-called friends. And his mom was waiting for him to come back home. No sign of him. Evening, dinner time, Joy hadn't come back. They found him lying in a gutter, dead of a drug overdose. Okay, so choosing our friends can be a matter of life and death. Don't you think so? Yeah, it's important who our friends are. And today, I'd like to share some wisdom. It's not my wisdom. It's the wisdom of a man called Solomon who wrote the book of Proverbs. He's called the wisest man in the whole world. Okay, and he has written many things about friendship. So they're going to come up on the screen there and we're going to read them. Okay. Proverbs 18:24. It says, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Yeah. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Seldom set foot in your neighbor's house. Too much of you and he will hate you. Like one who takes away garment on a cold day, or like vinegar poured on soda, is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. Yeah, that's it? Okay. You know, friendship is very unique. Take this thing. I'm going to just share about the uniqueness of a friendship relationship. In Proverbs 18:24, that there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Okay? How can a friend be better than a sibling? Think about it. How can a friend be better than a sibling? Now, this is how it can be. Okay? A friend loves at all times, okay, and a brother is there for adversity. Think about it. If you're really in trouble, your family is there for you, isn't it? Yeah, they won't disown you. You are their brother, sister, son, daughter. You know, they will stand with you. But they may not always be there for you in other times. For example, you know, you may be separated from your family geographically. Yeah? You may be living in Pune. Your family is in another part of the country. So really, you can't go over to their home for a meal or visit or go for a movie with them. You can't. Yeah? But you can have friends with you who are there at all times. Okay? And it says here that a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. And he says a friend sticks to you. Okay. There is something unique in friendship where, you know, you have brothers and sisters, but did you choose them? You didn't choose them. You were born in the family, and so they're your brother or your sister, and you love them. But do you know what? A friend chooses you. Isn't that amazing? Yeah? That's the difference. So if you have a friend, you have been chosen by somebody for friendship. Okay? And that unique relationship is something that can't be replaced with just a family relationship. Friendship is something that is so unique that, you know, our friends can determine our destiny. Think about it. You know, especially with teenagers today, parents hear of the word peer pressure, isn't it? And really, young people think that what my peers think of me is more important than what my parents may say. So really, so friends are that important. Okay? Now, let's see what we can do about how can we develop right friends? How do we get a friend? Okay? In Proverbs, I read earlier from C.S. Lewis, you know, he says, what you two. Okay? The way friendship happens is when you have a common cause, when you have a common love, if you have a common purpose. Okay? When two people fall in love, it's very different from a friendship. Okay? When two people fall in love, it's about one another. Okay? When it is a friendship, it's say you're working together on a project. You're committed to a cause or a purpose. For example, you know, one of my hobbies is photography. Okay? So I will automatically befriend people who also have that same hobby, isn't it? What is your hobby? You know, you'll automatically find people who like the same thing. And so friendship is based on a common cause. Think of your friends. Okay? If you don't have a common cause or a common love or a common passion, you won't be able to be friends. Maybe, you know, we all look for something in a friend. Maybe you know somebody, you know, we have friends because they are very hospitable. I remember when I was in school many, many years ago, I had a friend, and his mother used to pack lovely sandwiches for him. Okay, and during lunch break, I would run to him. Does that happen in your school? All right, so we have a common cause. We enjoy eating together. Okay, so friendship is built around a common cause. It could be a good cause, it could be a bad cause, you know, or it could be a worthy cause. Maybe it's taking care of nature. Okay, you're going to, we have Anandwan near our home, and you're going there to plant trees and work on something there, and you build friendships around that common cause. Okay, so that's how friends happen. Now, we all have friends. How can we build this friendship up? Proverbs 25:17 says, let's look at another one. It says, a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. The first thing about friendship is it is not just at a certain time, it is for all times. You know, Meher's friend did not leave her when she was sick. Okay, she said, she's sick, she needs me now. Okay, so a friend loves at all times. And a friend will not let you go to ruin. Johan's friend saw that he was not studying, and without his help, he would fail. But he went there, and he helped him to study for his physics exams. So a friend is one who, when the whole world walks out on you, says, I will be there for you. Okay, so the first thing to develop friendship is a friend at all times. Have you heard of a fair weather friend? Yeah, when things are going well, they are with you. The moment you're in hot water, they say bye-bye. How do you know if somebody is really your friend? Just get into trouble and see who sticks with you. Yeah? That's how it is. Then you know if they're really your friends or not. Okay, so the first thing to do to develop a friendship is constancy at all times. Second thing is carefulness. Okay? Proverbs 26:18 says, like a madman who throws firebrands and arrows is the man who deceives his neighbor, saying, I'm only joking. In Proverbs 27:14, he says, whoever blesses his neighbor with a loud voice rising early in the morning is really will be counted as a curse. Okay? So what does this mean? It means this. We've got to be careful and understand, okay, the emotional state of our friends. Okay? So for example, if my friend has just failed in a test, you know, and I go to his house and I say, hey, come on, let's go partying. How's he going to respond? You know, so we need to be emotionally sensitive to our friend and to what they're going through. And it's like this. If our friend is sad, we will be sad. If our friend is happy, we will be happy. So we can't have too many friends, because you'll never be happy or sad then. But you're going to have few friends where there's a deep connect with them. Their happiness is your happiness. Their joys are your joys. Their sorrows are your sorrows. Okay? So there's got to be that emotional connect. And to be a good friend, we need to be emotionally sensitive. So number one is constancy. Yeah? At all times we are your friends, good and bad. The second one is we need to be aware of your emotional state and respond appropriately. Incredible sensitivity. Number three is truth-telling. Now, this is a tougher one. Proverbs 27, verse 5 and 6 says this: better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Profuse are the kisses of an enemy. Now, watch this. The enemy will give you kisses. What does that mean? Okay? They will be so sweet to you on your face, isn't it? And then the moment you turn your back, they'll put the dagger in. Okay? That's what enemies are like, people who are not for you. In front of you, they'll be so sweet. Now, friends, okay, it says, better is open rebuke. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. What does that mean? That means that if you have a true friend and he sees you are doing something wrong, he will care enough to tell you, hey, you know, what you're doing, you know, you're thinking of drinking and driving. Listen, that's disaster. Don't do that. Okay? You want to take a selfie at the waterfall and you want to go as far as you can. Listen, stop. Don't do that. You know, people have died. So that's what faithful are the wounds. Sometimes we may get hurt. What do you think? I know. You don't have to tell me. You know, but really, a true friend will tell you where you're going wrong, even though it may hurt. Proverbs 29:5 says, whoever flatters a neighbor is spreading a net for his feet. Okay? So, have you heard, have you seen friends who see something wrong in the person, okay, but they just encourage him to do the wrong thing? Have you seen that happen? Yeah? It's so wicked. Here's somebody, for example, who can't sing at all. Okay? He's out of tune, out of everything, you know, and can't sing. And then these so-called friends will say, hey, come sing. You know, and this fellow will start singing and the whole group starts laughing. Okay? They're laughing. And this guy's making a fool of himself. Okay? And that is not a true friend. Okay? So he says, whoever flatters a neighbor is spreading a net for his feet. Okay? And so, as a friend, if you're a true friend, you've got to help your friends get in touch with reality, because sometimes people are not self-aware. You know, for example, you may have a friend who does not use deodorant. All right, and what do? If you're a true friend, you tell them, you know, it's great that you go jogging every morning. You know, but it'd be helpful if you had a shower after that and sprayed on some deodorant before coming to the office. Would you tell your friend that? Yeah, if you were a true friend, it's good to tell them that rather than hold your breath around them. Okay? Now that's true friendship. Okay, now that's just one example. But there could be many other things where we're willing to offend our friends and tell them the truth because nobody else is doing that. But you are a true friend. Okay. And the last thing is this, counsel, you know, that we are willing to give good advice to our friends, not just correct them, but we are willing to give them good advice. Proverbs 27 verse 9 says, perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel. You know, are we willing to give good advice to our friends? Say, what is best for that person? Let me give them good advice, you know, and help them on in their life. I remember in our case, before we bought a flat, we were looking out for a flat many years ago. And we were looking here and there. And a friend met me, you know, when I was buying eggs. And we were, and I said, look, I'm looking for a flat, you know. And he said, and I told him a couple of places that I was looking for. And he said, look, that's not such a good area, you know. In this building, there's a flat available. And I said, but I heard it's very expensive. And it was. He says, listen, Colin, you'll be able to do it. Come on, you know, just go for it. I'll help you. And his good, earnest counsel enabled us to purchase this flat. All right. So these are the four things if we develop in our relationship, okay, we can develop our friendship. I want to just quickly list five things to move our friendship level. Okay. The first one. Our friendship starts with cliche communication. How are you? I'm fine. How's the weather? Good. Okay. So we just make normal communication with anybody. Number two, from cliches, it moves to facts. Oh, it's sunny outside. Yes, it's sunny outside. That's it, just facts. Okay? Then, from cliche to facts, it moves to belief. Okay? Where we share our opinion. I love that movie. That was very nice. Okay? And, you know, I think, you know, that GST is a good thing. So you're sharing your beliefs. Okay? Then, it moves on to feeling. Okay? And the next level is feeling, where you say what you're feeling. He says, I was really upset with what happened today at the office. Okay? Or, you know, I'm really happy that such and such happened. So we move from cliche to facts to belief to feelings. And finally, there is transparency, where you're sharing your dreams. You're sharing your innermost strengths and weaknesses. You know, I'd like to go to the moon one day. It's possible. Okay? Not me, but anybody else. Have you seen that ad? I think it's LG ad about that girl who goes to NASA. Okay? So it's amazing stuff. Okay, so sharing your dreams, which, you know, you think, I'm silly if I share this. But I won't share it with everybody. I'll share it with one or two close friends who are for me. And these friends will not laugh at the dream, okay? But they'll say, yeah, I believe you can go for that, okay? So this morning, I want to say, you know, let's take our friendship to a new level, okay? If we just follow these things, let's be better friends. And this message is not that now you tell your friend, these are the things you have to do. Okay, say, no, these are the things I'm going to do. Okay? I want to end by coming back right to the beginning of the songs that we sang. You know, we sang about Jesus, friend of sinners. Okay, the message I want to leave with you is this, that the God of the universe who created everything wants to be our friend. Isn't that great news? Wow. You know, if tomorrow the chief minister calls me up and says, Colin, I want to be your friend. Can I come for tea? How do you think I'll respond? Yes, please. Tomorrow, yes. Or if Mukesh Ambani or Shah Rukh Khan, you know, calls you up and says, can I come to your house for tea tomorrow? What will you say? Please, you know. But here, it's not just a film star or a politician or a business tycoon. The creator of the universe wants to be our friend. Okay? And that's the amazing, amazing story of the cross, where Jesus died for the sins of the world. Okay? He paid the price. You saw Johann sharing earlier about how his friend paid the price. He says he traveled from one city to another to help him with his studies. In this case, Jesus paid the price on the cross for our sins. He died for us to bring us into a right relationship with him so that we are not just his creation, but we could be his friends. You know, and not only did he die on the cross, he rose from the dead and he offers his hand of friendship to anybody who wants it. Our sins forgiven, friendship with the Creator. Wow. That's amazing. Anyway, if you want to know more about that, come back and speak to us next week or maybe after the meeting. Thank you for coming. God bless you.